Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The fantasy football season is getting closer, and unfortunately, some of the players are still not clear. Melvin Gordon, Ezekiel Elliott, still part of that questionable first round. Hopefully, some questions will get answered this week. We know this. Week three of the preseason is here. Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, starts now.
Like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught! Oh, unbelievable! Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Michael Waldo from Fantistics. If we go into next year, is Verlander like a top three pitcher again in fantasy? Do you put Cole over him, DeGrom, Scherzer? I mean, you wait for an older guy for the wheels to fall off, or they just don't fall off this guy.
I know, and I'm as guilty as anybody. I've discounted Verlander the last couple of years. Even with the games to Houston, they're real. I mean, the stats say they're real, and there's no reason to discount them other than the fact that there's age. But career best swing strike rate this year, 16%. Career best chase rate. Those two indicators are both things that are ways to gauge how well they're fooling batters. 77% contact rate on in-zone pitches. The league average is about around 86, so 77% is phenomenal. Craig, I think he's going to be a top two pitcher. I think Cole's up there, though. For me personally, I think that Cole is probably going to be my number one guy off the board. I think Buehler's up there for me as well. I'm going to pump the brakes on Scherzer. I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit on DeGrom. And it was interesting, though, Craig. I'm curious. When you see a line as big as the Astros was yesterday, you almost have to go against it, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two. Craig Mish with you here on the show. It is time to talk a little fantasy football with you here on this August 22nd, 2019. We got Sean producing this hour of the show as always. If you have a question or comment, you can always dial us up. Here's the number, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. We got Joe Pizzapia coming your way in about a half hour from now. Got a special announcement from Joe coming up. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, so we'll let Joe tell you coming up here in just a little bit. Excited to have him on as we close in on tonight's NFL preseason games. So let's get you started off here with some news and notes that will help you at least understand more of what's going on. Well, actually, we're going to do some win totals. Sean and I did not finish yesterday doing the NFC win totals, so we're going to touch on some of those as well. Well, I guess the biggest story from today is, unfortunately, a bad one. And I've tried to stay away from negativity at the top of my shows. It's not, I know it moves the needle, but for me, I'm more of a half-full type person. I want to believe that everything is good. And unfortunately, I can't do that today because Patrick Chung, according to Adam Schefter, is having some issues with the law here and some allegations of drugs and cocaine. And Chung is obviously a big part of the defense for the Patriots. And arguably, I could say that if you're playing in an IDP league, Chung could be on your team today. I don't know that he'll be a huge factor for that, but either way, got to see what happens with them. They play the Carolina Panthers tonight in the preseason. But the New England seems to be a next man up kind of team. They don't really lose a player. They don't really seem to suffer that much from it. But I don't know, was Chung the captain of that defense at this stage of his career? I don't know, kind of feels like it a little bit. So we'll see what ends up happening. The Patriots will make a trade. They'll get someone. They always do some fleecing of getting somebody on board. But definitely a bad look, for sure, because the Patriots are one of those teams that they'll pretty much put up with a lot of crap. But when it comes to like law-breaking stuff, and it comes to like insubordination, they pretty much cut you. So we'll see if Chung, who's been with them for almost a decade, ends up staying or going. Michael Crabtree is back on the radar again. I don't see how he plays. I'm not really sure how or why this is even happening. They have Larry Fitzgerald. They have Christian Kirk. They drafted Andy Isabella. So what does that mean with Crabtree there? Is he a red zone option? I have no idea. I mean, they basically at this point for Crabtree, if he wants to continue his career, I guess he's just looking for any kind of opportunity. And he basically at this point, with the final cuts coming next week, has about 10 days to prove that he can do it. So the end could be here for him, but at least he gets another opportunity. We'll see if he does anything with Arizona this week. Melvin Gordon, the news does not get any better on him, unfortunately. Where in Florida is Melvin Gordon training, by the way? Maybe I should head over there with a microphone and see what's going on with him if he's in South Florida. But yeah, it's not looking good. I think at this point, if you're in a 12-team league and you take Gordon earlier than like the fifth round, I think it's very risky at this point. I know third round was kind of the area that he was going and people were taking shots there. I think you got to move him down even further. No one really knows for sure exactly what happens with these guys, but I'm a when there's smoke, there's fire kind of guy. I'm on the caution side of things. I think you got to look for some other options. I don't feel the same way about Ezekiel Elliott as I do about Gordon. But if you're drafting this weekend in a redraft league, 12-team league, I would not first, second, third for sure, probably even fourth, take a shot, unfortunately, on Melvin Gordon, who's been a really, really solid fantasy performer for the last couple of years. As I mentioned, we have six games tonight in the NFL preseason. The flies are dropping a little bit. It seems like we may not have competitive games, but I'm guessing we'll still get an opportunity to see some young rookies. And if last week was handcuff running back week two of the preseason, I think this week will be let's see what our quarterback has in week three, because this is basically the final tune-up until the season begins on the 10th of September. So we'll dive into that. I'll give you a preview of tonight's games, who you will be able to see on the field and who you won't. We'll do some win totals as well, and our big announcement with Joe Pizzapia coming up at 1:40 Eastern. You're listening to FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Make sure you like and subscribe to our show. For those of you who are listening on iTunes or Stitcher, make sure you subscribe. The show gets sent to you every single day, to your phone, to your iPad, however you consume or listen to the show. You'll be able to listen to it just by hitting that subscribe button. And, of course, give us 5 stars for the effort, if you wouldn't mind. More Fantasy Sports Today rolls on in just a couple of minutes. We take a look at the preseason games tonight. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you as we got you here till 2 o'clock Eastern, and then we turn it over to full-time fantasy. It is a Thursday here on the show, and of course the NFL preseason continues tonight. Oh man, it has been a disappointing preseason for me. I don't know that I've learned a ton since the beginning, and I'm hoping that tonight will give us a little bit more clarity on some of these guys. Now, we have a total of 6 games tonight. Sean, let me ask you this. Before I go through these games, and I know that you'll probably be tuned in, I'm guessing, to one or two, or just kind of check out what happens. I'm a highlight guy when it comes to the preseason. And when it comes to the regular season on Saturdays and Sundays, it's 12 o'clock till 12 o'clock for me. I watch all the games, okay? But tonight I'm not going to have a chance to. And we always make fun how I force you guys to watch the bad games. Is there a game tonight, among others, that is more interesting for us for fantasy purposes among all these games? Give me the one game you think, in your opinion.
Panthers, Cam Newton's going to play. Got to see what he looks like. Shoulder injury coming back. And he has that new, I guess, technique, or, you know, he worked with a throwing coach. So I guess I'm intrigued because he hasn't played yet. So definitely the Panthers are on my radar.
Okay. If Buffalo was playing, that would be your radar, right?
Sure.
Right. For me, the most interesting names are probably going to be in the Baltimore-Philadelphia game. Because I think that both backup running backs have a chance to make a little bit of a difference on the teams this year. All of a sudden, Justice Hill seems to be getting a lot of love and rising in terms of the ADP. I'm not a big Mark Ingram guy, so that does make a little sense. But people forget that the Ravens have used different running backs and succeeded. What in the world happened to Alex Collins, by the way? That was my big draft bust from last year, meaning I had him. I had him.
What, the Irish jigged his way out of the the rotation.
He's
there.
Done, Baltimore, huh? He's not even in the NFL anymore.
I don't know.
Wow.
It was crazy.
I thought he was going to be a monster last year.
Me too.
He was awful. He was awful.
Well, the year before, he was great.
He played
fantasy leagues. Picked him
he
up
was
on the
so
wire.
Good at Arkansas.
Oh, he
I
was
saw
great
him at
Arkansas, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, he's going to be great. Now, and then what was happening last year was, and I had him in the league, a couple different leagues, and he kept bailing me out in fantasy because he would just score. That's all he would do. It would be like 6 carries, 8 yards, but he would score. So it was like, okay, got 10 points from him. But he was not breaking tackles. He wasn't doing anything like he was the year before. I think he may have gotten in some trouble, if I'm not mistaken.
Alex Collins? No.
Yes. Yes.
Really? Oh, I thought he had a clean record. I don't know.
Let me see. Alex Collins, Ravens. Something happened with him. Let me see. Yeah, he got waived after an arrest.
Ooh.
Let's see.
He suffered a broken leg.
The Baltimore Ravens waived Alex Collins in March, hours after he was arrested following a car crash. According to Baltimore police report, officers responded to a car crash in 648, a mile away from the Ravens facility. During the course of the investigation, officers found weed and the probable cause, a large glass jar containing 5 ounces. Wow, that's a lot. And a gun. And he was placed under arrest. And then the Ravens waived him. Yeah,
hey,
that was
right.
It.
You're right. Yeah. There he goes. That's his NFL career. It's over. It's crazy.
That's it.
Right? Oh, man. I would not want to be a running back.
I don't even know that he got another. Did he get another opportunity?
No, it just said he suffered a broken leg as a free agent. He was working in July. So that's probably why he's not signed right now. July 15th.
So maybe we'll see him next year.
Yep.
Hmm. Okay, so that's the end of him. So, yeah, so Justice Hill, Gus Edwards, right? Okay, so there's a couple of different options
Miles Sanders, is that who you're looking at too?
Yeah, Miles Sanders, I think, has more upside than any of the names that I just mentioned. For me, with Baltimore, I just know they're going to use multiple guys. I don't care. Look, Mark Ingram is never going to be a featured back. There's always going to be a third down guy with him. So Hill could be that guy, and I don't see him emerging as an every down guy. He's just not. I saw him in college play too. I like him, but I don't see him as an every down guy. So both backup running backs there, but I don't know. It doesn't look like Philadelphia's playing anyone tonight, Sean. Like, it looks like they're sitting everyone.
So they following Sean McVay's lead, right? Where doesn't stars in the preseason.
Of all the games, and the line tells you the story a little bit in this one. Of all the games with the wackiest point spread, the Ravens are -5 on the road at Philly.
At Philly.
Yeah.
Got to take it.
I mean, that tells you that no one's playing in this game tonight for Philadelphia. I mean, Philadelphia, if the game was a regular season game, Phillies. Eagles would be favored by 3. It would be a 3-point favorite over Baltimore.
I know you have your eye on Fitzpatrick and Rosen, right? In that matchup tonight. Jacksonville at Miami.
Yeah, I do, but I don't know that the regular season, I don't think the preseason means anything for Miami here. I just don't. I think Fitzpatrick's going to start.
That'll be good, though, for fantasy players around.
Maybe so. I mean, Rosen will play eventually.
Yeah.
They're going to want to look at him before next year. The Dolphins are going to draft a quarterback, clearly. But I would say, if I had to guess, I would say Fitzpatrick starts 6 games and Rosen starts 10. That would be my
guess. That would make sense. Yeah. You have to look at them, right? If you're Miami, I mean, you give them
nothing. A bye week. Yeah. I don't know when their bye week is, but whenever that is, that's when they'll stop, probably.
Daniel Jones tonight? Interested? Intrigued?
Daniel Jones has looked a lot better than what people thought. So, yeah.
He's looked great. Yeah.
Yeah. I drafted him in that guillotine league. I have Eli Manning. I had to have the backup there just in case. So, yeah. Bengals, I would assume, probably show up tonight. I would guess. I mean, they haven't looked terrible in the preseason yet. Giants have looked great. They're 2-0. I would think that the Bengals will put on a good show for the crowd because they're not going to win many games during the regular season. Redskins and Falcons tonight. We'll get to see a little bit of Haskins. Probably nothing from the Falcons, clearly, if the Redskins are 2.5-point favorites on the road at Atlanta. You don't even need, honestly, you don't even need to hear from the coaches in the preseason. You just need to look at these lines. And by the way, it doesn't mean anything because Atlanta could easily win when they take out virtually all the twos and then the threes and fours start playing. And they could just come back and win in the fourth quarter. But if these lines don't tell the story, I don't know what does. You have Washington on the road? Favorites at Atlanta? Okay, sounds good. During the regular season, Atlanta be 7-point favorites.
Yeah.
That's it. Carolina at New England, as you mentioned, Cam Newton. I would say you're right. This is one of those where it looks like some of Carolina's guys are playing, because the line again would be in New England would be a significant favorite. So, and by the way, the total out of all the games, the Carolina New England total is the highest outside of New York and Cincinnati. So that tells me some guys could be playing in this game tonight. We mentioned Baltimore and Philadelphia. Ravens are 5-point favorites. The total is the lowest, 35.5. Yikes. Jaguars and Dolphins up the road from me. This is a national televised game tonight, by the way. It will be on Fox, so everybody could see it. If you're wondering, by the way, if you're wondering why, out of all the preseason games, the Jaguars-Dolphins game is being televised at Hard Rock Stadium, the reason why Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are there. Do you know the answer, Sean? I'll give you the answer.
Give it to me.
You have to think about it a little bit. It's not that easy. The reason why is because the team that broadcasts the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, the channel, the network that broadcasts the Super Bowl every year What they do is they do their warm-up in the preseason. So because the game this year is on Fox, the Super Bowl is on Fox, and it's Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, they go to Miami because the game is at Hard Rock Stadium this year. So they use that as their tune-up for everyone being in the stadium. How about that? They bring all their number one crew, everybody there, and then they feel like they're ready. When the Super Bowl comes, they have familiarity with it, and they've done a preseason game, and all the networks do it this way every year.
So it's for the production crew, right? It's for the, you know, the setup and everything, cameras and all that other,
Correct. It's basically they're bringing their Super Bowl crew tonight to Miami Gardens. So then by the time the Super Bowl comes, it'll still be 5 months from now or 4 months from now, but they'll at least have familiarity with how everything works there. So that's what I was told, at least. That's why it's tonight. And I will not be going to that game, by the way. Packers-Raiders tonight. Has Antonio Brown, is he in or out for tonight? Is it no with the helmet still? What's the story there? Still no Antonio Brown playing tonight? Probably not. Raiders are 2-0. They've looked good in the preseason so far. Packers are 1-1. This game is in Canada, if I'm not mistaken. And Aaron Rodgers has a mustache. That's my fantasy analysis. Aaron Rodgers has a mustache. The game is in Canada. And Antonio Brown still looking for a helmet. Coming up next, more fantasy discussion. You're listening to FNTSY. I'll be right back.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The morning after.
There's like, a betting conference, and they have like a contest where they raffle off free entries into the super contest. So it's like people sort of last before you're like, all right, I got to pay the $1,500. You take a shot with the raffle. I think the Westgate knows you're just going to blow the money on the tables because you're like, man, who's going home with that money?
I just saved $1,500.
Man, I was going to enter the $1,500.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. I got Sean Glastamachia. He's got his big show coming up today, 4 o'clock Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network. He and I have had a lot of fun doing these AFC and NFC totals. so much fun that we didn't even get to finish these yesterday. I don't know how we only get through the Rams halfway through in a 12-minute segment. I thought we were going to do better than that.
Yeah.
But we did not. We did not. So we're going to finish that off here on this show today. And coming up on in about 10, 15 minutes from now, we're going to be joined by Joe Pizzapia. I would invite you to continue to listen to that segment because we are going to have a little bit of an announcement coming up here. So make sure you stay tuned to that. Before we do that, you could become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament. All you got to do is set your lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer or join the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL Annual Pass with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. Okay, now let's go back to our totals in the NFL as we close out the NFC. We have the Minnesota Vikings. Their total is 9. The over is 110. The under is 110. Very bizarre team for me. I picked them to win the Super Bowl last year. They came nowhere close. Pretty big disappointment. And I think probably Dalvin Cook's injury killed them a little bit. But Kirk Cousins did not take the step that I thought he would. They have a new offensive coordinator, Sean. I still probably would go over here 9 wins. They got 5 primetime games. That's my only worry for them. A tough schedule just traveling in night games. But I'll go over the 9. How about you?
Yeah, they disappointed last year. Kirk Cousins disappointed last year. Dalvin Cook needs to stay healthy. This rides on Dalvin Cook, the 9 wins. I'm going over. That's my lean. Improved offensive line with Bradbury now, the first-round pick at NC State. I like the Vikings, yes, over 9 wins, definitely. Good play.
Oh, okay. New Orleans Saints are 10.5. If you go over, that's plus 140. The under is minus 160. It's that little hook that gets you there. Very tough to get past that 10-win mark in the NFL, and so their number is 10.5. A lot of people feel they're the sneaky pick to win the Super Bowl. There's also speculation that this year or next year could be Drew Brees' last year. Who really knows, indeed, if that's true or not? But if this is it, and he's just not saying anything, he certainly would go out with a bang, I would think. I'm not in love with their secondary receivers. I'm not in love with their tight ends. They did lose Ingram, but their defense is better. I would probably lean toward the under 10.5 just to have them sit on 10 wins and still win. But it's minus 160, Sean, so it would be a pass for me.
Yeah, it's a pass for me, too, but I would lean over 10.5. Only because, you're right, Drew Brees, how many years does he have left? He needs that Super Bowl victory. He doesn't need it. He has one, but that would cement his legacy. How about an MVP award? He didn't get it last year. He needs one. I would lean towards the over, but I would pass those too much.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, unlike Brady, that said he's not going to play forever. So I would think that either this year, next year, maybe he does like a 2-year thing. Could be. New York Giants at 6. And their over is plus 125. Their under is minus 145. I don't see any value on the under here. I think most people will lean that way. This is one that I'm going to take a shot on and hope that by some chance they could get to 7 wins. It would seem unlikely. They would have to beat Dallas. They would have to beat Philadelphia. Of course, they'll play Washington twice. But when Washington looks at their schedule, they see the Giants and think that they could beat them twice. But on paper, if this is something that's important, the Giants have the second easiest schedule according to teams that finished with records last year, 29th overall. So for that reason, I am going to lean toward the over.
Wow.
6 wins with the Giants.
Yep. Oh,
I'm going to take a shot there.
I'll pass because you just mentioned the money there. I don't think there's great value on the over, or I don't think they're going over. And the under, like you said, what is it, minus 160?
That's so high.
Yeah.
I guess, Sean, would you do an under 5.5 for plus money? Do you think you'd win? You would.
I would.
Okay.
I would do it under 5.5 or plus 20. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So I think they're right 5-11?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
4-12.
Wow, that bad. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes them like the second worst team in the NFL.
All
could
right,
be,
so
though.
They're not going to be the second worst team, but yeah, maybe five.
We would agree that Miami and Cincinnati would probably look like the worst, right?
Yep.
And then Arizona maybe in the NFC?
Hit or miss. I mean, if Kyler Murray
could be,
Kingsbury surprises.
Exactly. Second half, you never know. I mean, Arizona could be 1-6 and then win 6 in a row or something like Cleveland. Okay, Philadelphia. This is just a straight pass for me. The over at 10 is minus 140. The under is plus 120. When I look at the Eagles, this is exactly how many wins I see. The 10 is just sticking out at me. I think the Eagles go 10-6. They make the playoffs. They finished strong last year. I think they have a good year this year. I don't think they have a great year, but I think they are good enough to win 10 games. I think they're sitting on 10 or 9 at the end of the year. I don't see any value at all. I'm just going to pass on it, and I'll go with they win 10 games and a push.
I'm with you. 10, 11, they could squeak it out, but, yeah, I'd rather pass than take that chance. They are loaded, though. Their team is loaded to win. If you look around, I mean, Wentz needs to stay healthy, but and Miles Sanders, you talked about him. They have great receivers. Jason Peters is healthy, right? I mean, everything is lining up for them to have a great year, but, like, you know, I mean, 10 wins seems about right.
The thing is, with that one division, those teams, no matter how good or bad they are, they beat up on each other during the regular season. Like, you look at the NFC and say Philadelphia is the best team in there, they should go 5-1. They could end up going 1-5.
There's
such rivalries in that division. Philly and Washington, and Philly and Dallas, and Philly and the Giants. They all just punch each other all the time, so... I'll just pass on that. I would lean on the 49ers. Their total is 8. I would lean over. The number is minus 140. The under is plus 120. I'm not worried at all about how Jimmy G looked his first time out. I think they're an improved team. They added some help on offense. They have multiple receivers that can play. Their defense was good last year, too. Their tight end, to me, is as good or better than anyone else in the game. I would lean over. I don't know that I would lay a minus 140. But if I had to pick one, I would take the 49ers over the 8.
Yeah, I was hoping it was like minus 120. Minus 140, yeah, that's a lot.
You may be able to get it. Sean, we'll send you to Vegas. You'll go to every casino. You'll find a 120.
If that's the case, yes. Put me down for over 8 wins. Yeah, I mean, the defense with Nick Bosa and with D Ford alone should improve.
They have a good defense.
Yeah,
you're right.
And
yeah.
then yeah. Jimmy G needs to stay healthy. And I'm not concerned about what is 0.0 passer rating in week one of the preseason.
Yeah,
I'm not worried.
Yeah, nah, not worried at all. Okay, Tampa Bay, 6.5 over minus 115 under 105. The Buccaneers defense last year, the craziest stat that I saw on them, they allowed 72% completion percentages to defenses. I mean, 72% for teams throwing on them.
That's terrible.
Jason Pierre-Paul's going to miss half the year. I don't trust Winston. You feel differently on the Bucs than I do. I know that you like Arians.
I like them too, but I
just don't see 7 wins coming from this team. I'm going under 6.5. I'm sorry. Can't do it. Can't go over.
I go back and forth with this all the time with the Bucs, right? Sometimes I'll be like, all right, they're going to be...
Somebody I read today that said there was a sleeper team for the year. I'm like, what? Based on what? I don't know.
Yeah, the offensive line's not great. Running back situation's not great. We talked about
terrible.
That. Yeah, and then defensively, Sue, what does he have left? I do like Devin White, the LSU rookie, the rookie at LSU. I might take it over just because if it's a good value to it.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a shot.
All right.
Okay. Washington's total is 6. Over is plus 105. Under is minus 125. Jay Gruden right now on all of the online sites is the favorite to be fired first in the NFL. I don't know how they get to 7 either. I got to go under. In order for them to go over 6, they play the Giants. They got to beat them. They play the Dolphins. They got to beat them. They got to beat Buffalo. They got 2 more division wins. I just don't see it. I see 4 or 5 wins for Washington, and by the time they put Haskins in, I think it's too late. So I'm going to go under.
You said it all right there. I'm just going to, just concur with that. Yep.
Just retweet.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You're just going to retweet that.
No chance to get to 7.
Yep. So those are our NFC win totals here on the show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. And we'll do some more props and stuff next week for sure, and maybe some tomorrow. Brad Ziegler will be on the show. We'll get his thoughts on those. Also want to let you know that tomorrow night over on the Wager Alarm and Fantasy Alarm video stream, Howard Bender and I will take our final look at the 2 college football games tomorrow night and also an early look at Thursday's college football games as well. So make sure you tune in to that. Coming up next here on the show, you guys have heard Joe Pisapia for years, both in the fantasy community on FNTSY and at Fantrax and on over on Satellite Radio as well. Joe is going to join us next year on the show. We got a lot to get to. And most importantly, we got a little bit of a special announcement to get to on the show also. So stay tuned to that. That is coming up next. Then we'll have some exit velocity to close out the show. I got one. I know it's a football hour, but I got to close it out with a little baseball because – it's a subject that kind of hits me in my heart when players are fighting against the media. And I got to tell you, like, even this year, without getting too specific, because I don't think there's a reason for it. I've had my own issues with players. I have. I've gotten called out a little bit, and they probably don't like me. I would assume that because of my coverage of different teams and players, that a lot of guys don't like me because of things that I say on social media. But there's ways of handling yourself and being a professional and moving on from the situation, and I want to tackle that coming up in the Exit Velocity segment, which is coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Also, Adam Ronis, Dr. Roto. They're on at 2 o'clock Eastern today for full-time fantasy, so make sure you tune in to them. And over on Fantasy Sports Network, you can catch the Fantasy BFFs with Frank Stanfill and Greg Sussman. And then, of course, make sure you listen and watch Sean's show over on the Fantasy Sports Network. In fact, the other day I was on a website and Sean's video popped up there live. I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know, it's like 4:30 and I'm on a website and there's Sean. I'm like, I had nothing. I think it wasn't even Sports Grid. It was just like a completely different site. So that was a pretty cool thing to see. Okay, so we'll take a quick time out here on the show. We got Joe Pizzapia coming up next. Of course, his fantasy black book, the hockey black book, is coming up. But you'll be wanting to hear this announcement because Joe's got something to say about the fantasy football season that I think that you'll be curious about. More to come here on FNTSY. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Joe Pizzapia. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom predictions. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The morning line.
One of the most amazing lines you will ever see, guys, on a pitching stat is what Justin Verlander did. 9 innings pitch. Gave up 2 hits, 2 earned runs, did not walk anybody, and struck out 11. And he never worked from the stretch ever. Detroit had 2 hits, both of them solo home runs, and that was all they needed in order to be able to pull off the biggest upset in Major League Baseball betting history.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today here on FNTSY. In our football hour, it is time for a little announcement here on Fantasy Sports Today. All football season long, not only will you just be hearing me, but you'll be hearing my guest here on the show. Of course, you can find him doing a great job with the Fantasy Black Book, not just for football, but for baseball and for hockey as well. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him for about 10 years, and I'm so thrilled that he and I will be partnered up all football season. Joe Pizzapia is with me here on the show. Joe, welcome into the show, and I can't say how excited I am, man, to have you aboard all season long. So thanks for doing the show, and thanks for coming on today.
Look at us, the gang back together again, baby. Who says you can't go home again, Craig Mish? I don't know. Whoever said that's an idiot, because you can. Here I am back at FNTSY, and more importantly, here I am back with you, which is awesome, man, because you were one of the guys that kind of gave me my start. And the fact that now here we are, like you said, almost 10 years later, still doing this. We must be crazy, but not only still doing it, but still doing it together. I'm very excited as well, my friend.
Yeah, man. And all the success that you've had, I mean, basically creating your own brand. And I don't think that people realize that. Like my brand is just being me and hosting at SiriusXM and of course here now at FNTSY, and I'm really enjoying my time here as well. But I mean, Joe, you created your own brand. I mean, nobody had the vision or the idea of creating a black book. And so you're entrenched in this 24 hours, 7 days a week. I mean, I couldn't think of anybody better to spend my days with talking fantasy football with you. And so, I mean, if you wouldn't mind, I think it's important for people to know just how much time and effort that you put into the black book. I know that when you started it originally, you asked me to take a look at RPV and what I thought, and I endorsed it for sure. And now to be paired with you every day is just awesome. It's going to be great.
Some would say you lost a bet to be paired with me. Others would say that, you know, you were very happy. But it's funny because you were one of the first endorsements of the Black Book. And I think what it speaks to, and this is going to be 10 years coming up next year, the Black Book. What it speaks to is that If you can offer people quality content, you can offer them affordable content and something that they can actually use. You know, we get bogged down now in fantasy sports, and this is especially true with baseball, but it's becoming more true with the other sports as well, of the deep stats and all this stuff and the metrics. And that's all great. It all helps you get a clearer picture, but it's not a draft strategy. It's not a managing strategy. I think what we lack with all this information and all this detail is purpose. And I think when you give people a purpose and say, look, this is how to use this, and this is how it's adaptable to all formats and all styles. And if you play a 10-team football league, if you play a 16-team football league, it doesn't matter. All this still works. And I feel like if you can give people something easy that makes the picture easier for them to understand and very applicable, then people will love you forever. And, you know, I try to do it with a little bit of entertainment. I try to do it with fun because I'm enjoying the conversation and I'm enjoying what I'm doing. Therefore, I feel like I'm a part of other people's entertainment, and that's what this is. Fantasy sports is sports entertainment with a little less, you know, elbow drops from the top rope, just a little, you know, sometimes that will happen. But
I know you have your wrestling too.
I do have the wrestling too, but look, it's been an incredible thing to go from the first book 10 years ago. And then next year, we'll officially have all four sports. We'll have basketball, hockey, baseball, and football all rolling. So we have the hockey book actually come out today. That was crazy. Chris Meany really spearheaded that, and it's just under the brand, and it's very exciting stuff. And I am super excited about football this year. I think this is going to be a really exciting time in the NFL. We have so many fantastic young talents in the NFL, which are being marketed properly and put out there properly. And it is a great time for quarterbacks. It's a great time for athleticism. It's a great time for fun again in the NFL.
Yeah, and for those people who go back and maybe they don't know and they're listening now, Joe and I are good friends. Joe and I hosted for many years together on satellite radio, and so for us to be paired together is basically like a friendship-type show. This was not something that just kind of came out of nowhere. We've hosted shows together. We've had a great time doing it for many years. We've always kept in touch wherever we have been. So I figure we're going to have a lot of fun. And also, I think that for people who listen to me on the radio, they know that obviously I've made my name just in the industry in Major League Baseball as insider reporting and from a fantasy guy hosting a show every day. I've told you guys how passionate I am about football also. It's just that essentially I've only hosted weekend shows in the past. And now to be able to do this every day and to do it with Joe and truly one of the great experts, I think, in this industry, you're going to get a great host in me. I'm going to be here every day for you to help you out Monday through Friday. And I am going to lean on Joe a lot for his fantasy football information, because the success of the Black Book, notwithstanding, is one of the most successful publications in the country. And so when we have somebody like Joe here with us, I want to take advantage of his information and his ability to break everything down. We'll have everything on a weekly basis. We'll be breaking down matchups. We'll take your calls. We'll do some start. We'll do some sit. And every day from noon to 2 Eastern here on FNTSY, we'll break it all down. So I'm excited to get started, and we will get started on Monday. Will be our first show together as we kind of give people a last view of what the draft season is. Because I guess, Joe, I would say, and I don't know how you feel about this, maybe you have a better beat on it than I do, but next weekend and right up until the 10th of September, it is honestly the hottest time for fantasy football drafts, especially for people who are doing redraft leagues. So in terms of advice, Joe, let's just kind of get it out there. What is the biggest piece of advice that you have for people who are getting ready to draft right now?
Well, look, you're right. This is definitely the hot time, and especially for the bigger leagues that have a lot of prizes attached to them and have a lot of interests attached to them, let's put it that way. A lot of the early drafting that happens, a lot of best ball and things like that. And early drafting typically does favor the more prepared people, the people who have a little bit of vision, who can look ahead and say, okay, I think this guy is going to get opportunities as the season goes on and things like that. But you're right. These next 2 weeks are really it. And, you know, people will say, when's the best time to draft? Well, what time does the season start? Whatever it is, 2 hours before that, because then at least you know you're starting with as much information as you possibly can, because football can be a huge war of attrition with injuries. In terms of draft strategy right now, the best thing that I can tell you is understand the player's value in the format. It's a very simple thing, but there's a lot of whitewash that goes on when in terms of fantasy football coverage, because there's so much of it. You get everybody's rankings. I like this guy over that guy. And I like that. Well, who cares? That's your opinion. And right. Yeah, it could be an informed opinion, and that's awesome, but let's quantify it. And that's what relative position value does in the Black Book. And that's what it's all about, which is understanding. Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins is probably 19% better than the fantasy league average wide receiver one. That's useful information. And then, well, where's the drop off in that tier? Okay, we'll need to get down to, you know, let's say when you go past Tyreek Hill into the Adam Thielens, maybe he's about a plus one. And you see the difference between those tiers and how that can actually change your perspective and understanding how to value running backs differently in a standard league, which is becoming less and less of a thing. How to understand that, you know, you can build roster strength and at the same time still be responsible and not zero RB and just punt positions. To me, that's lazy fantasy. That's people who don't have an idea of what to do. It drives me crazy. That whole thing 2 years ago, I rebelled in the Black Book. I told everybody that year when zero RB was a thing, go the opposite route. Take all the running backs. And guess what? If you did, you had Todd Gurley and you had a bunch of other guys and you won your league. So go figure. It's a matter of having an idea and knowing the board and the format. And when you know the format you're playing in, you can expose it a little bit. And this year in particular, I think there's a lot of value to be had with the running backs because there's a good influx of guys returning from injury, a good influx of guys who are new to the league, like David Montgomery, like Josh Jacobs, and then that influx of guys that still are a little unproven, where you're getting them probably in the third and fourth and fifth round, as opposed to getting them in the second and third round. And I think that's a big difference of why, especially at the bottom of drafts, you can be much more wide receiver heavy to start and begin to build that roster strength, which is what it's all about. It's not about filling spots. It's about building a core strength of your team. That way, every week when you go out there, you have something to beat people up with.
Yep, it's going to be fun. Joe Pizzapia and me. Listen, we've had a lot of battles through the year. The only one that clearly won is the Battle of Hair. But we're getting down to the wire here. It's starting to fade on me too. It's starting to fade. Joe has beaten me a lot of fantasy leagues. I've beaten him in the hair leagues. I'm winning the hair league, but
I don't
it's
know
close.
If you've ever known me with hair. I
don't know that I have. Would you be willing to post some pictures?
Oh, 100%. I was an Italian stallion in high school.
Oh, we know that. We know that. The homecoming king.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but no.
So I guess we only have one homecoming king on this show today.
Okay. I guess so. Here's the funny thing about the hair thing, which is my kids, if I show them a picture of me with hair, they're like, "You look weird." Like
that's
all they say.
Right. That's how it goes, man. Yeah, people shave their beards, their mustaches.
Yeah,
it's the hair battle is going to go down to the end of 2020, and then I'll probably lose two. All right. So as I mentioned, Monday at noon, Joe Pizzapia on our show here on Fantasy Sports Today. Co-host, featured guest, however you want to say it. Joe is our guy to lean on all fantasy football season, and we'll do a lot of pop culture, a lot of fun things too. We're not just treat this all seriously, but obviously if you have questions, you can hit me on Twitter at Craig Mish, at Joe Pizzapia 17. Joe, thanks for coming on today. I'm so excited to be back with you again on Monday. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk Monday at noon. Appreciate you coming
100%,
on.
100%, man. I can't wait, baby. Let's start today. Oh, Monday? All right, fine. Whatever. Sounds good, man.
I think we did just start today. I think we did just do a segment. Yeah,
we did.
There we go. All right, let's take a quick time out. We're going to end the show with a little exit velocity, as we always do. Hot take of the day coming up next by me. Full-time fantasy coming your way. At the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Eastern, this is FNTSY and Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe that every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Full-time fantasy is coming your way at the top of the hour. But before we do that, let me give you a little exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
Look, going back to what we were talking about earlier in the show, and now there's this baseball debate. It's going to rage on. The media versus the players. We've seen it in the NFL. We see it in the NBA. Here is the bottom line, and I can make it easy for any player who's playing, and you can forward this to any player because I cover baseball. I cover sports. I know what it's like to be in the locker room. If you don't like a reporter or you don't want to talk to him, just politely say no and walk away. But once you make this a big deal, like eliminating the entire media from the process, you're creating a much bigger and worse environment for yourself. There's just no reason for it. I've been yelled at before. Players don't like me. I've been told off this year in Major League Baseball. But you know what you do? You act like an adult. You move on, and that's the end of the story. I don't hold grudges, and Justin Verlander shouldn't hold a grudge either. Do your press conference. Don't talk to the reporter. We'll cancel the whole thing. Silly. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to everybody who listened. Thanks to Michael Waldo from coming on, and also Joe Pizzapia. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow at noon, everybody. See ya.